From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a truck bomb exploded Thursday at a gas station south of Baghdad, killing at least 70 people. Many of them were traveling back home after taking part in a Shiite holiday in Karbala. Authorities suspect the Islamic State group was behind the attack. The United Nations says time is running out for the 275,000 inhabitants of eastern Aleppo whose food stocks are depleted. The UN warns people will starve if aid convoys are not allowed into the city.
And I hear the voices from the civilians in the besieged areas are increasingly desperate. And it's not just East Aleppo. It's all of the other areas as well. They are increasingly desperate.
UN Special Envoy Jan Egeland says there are signs that all the necessary approvals may soon be forthcoming. Turkish warplanes were put on emergency standby Thursday after Turkey accused the Syrian government of carrying out an airstrike on Turkish troops. The Turkish troops were operating near the town of Al-Bab, northeast of Aleppo in northern Syria. The attack left 3 soldiers dead and 10 wounded. Western diplomats expressed concern that the airstrikes risk bringing Syria and Turkey into an armed conflict. European Union lawmakers called Thursday for a temporary halt to membership talks with Turkey because of the way the Turkish government has responded to July's failed coup. The European Parliament condemned what it called the repressive measures taken in Turkey since the failed coup.
Esasen bu kararı yok hükmünde sayıyoruz.
Turkey's Minister for European Union Affairs says his government will ignore the resolution. The non-binding EU motion for a largely symbolic freeze in membership talks is unlikely to be accepted by individual governments. This is VOA News.